السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، all praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our topic for today is the fada'il of salawat and durood sharif upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala mentions in the noble Quran, Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, verse 56, Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi. Verily Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala and His angels, they send salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, 89 times this phrase is mentioned. Swallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima, read salat and salam upon Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So 89 times Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu is mentioned in the noble Quran as an inspiration, motivation for every Muslim. So we respond and say, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are various ahadith on this topic. We have just selected a few. In Tirmidhi Sharif it is mentioned, Awla an-nasi bi yawm al-qiyamah aktharuhum alayya salata. The person who will be nearest to me on the day of Qiyamah is the one who reads abundant salawat durood sharif upon me. This every day we should be reading abundant durood salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And on a Friday, we should increase the amount and quantity. The ahadith are mentioned in Ibn Majah and Abu Dawood. The Master alayhi salatu salam said, Akthiru alayya min salati yawm al-jumu'ah, that increase your salawat and durood upon me on a Friday. So akthiru, so yeah, alayya min salat, so increase your salawat, durood sharif upon me on a Friday. When you study Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, you will find the wordings might change a little bit with certain variants, but the meaning is the same. So yeah, it means any time on a Friday, the night of Friday, the day of Friday, the morning of Friday, after Jummah, we at our shop, we at the job, we in the kitchen, wherever we might be. So the tongue is moist with durood, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The ulama have posed and asked the question, why should we read more and more durood, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam on a Friday? So the answer is that it is the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week. Subhanallah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah in the entire universe. And remember, this is the gift we are giving, and this continues. And in that way, we fulfill the commandment of the Master alayhi salatu salam, Akthiru, increase the salawat, durood, salutations upon me on a Friday. And ulama have mentioned a hadith. Allama Sakhawi rahimahullah is a great scholar of hadith. He has written a book called Al-Qawlul Badi'. And in there he has mentioned the ahadith that to read durood salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam on a Friday after Asr. So all these ahadith are acceptable, although they are weak, but in fada'il and virtues they are acceptable. So qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this hadith is on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu an. The Master alayhi salatu salam said, As-salatu alayya nurun ala salat. As-salatu alayya nurun ala sirat. That when a person reads Durood Sharif, salawat, salutations upon me, this will be a means of nur, radiance, effulgence on the breach. Now the person will cross the breach, speed of lightning, and enter Jannah. Wa man swalla alayya yawm al-jumu'ah. Whosoever reads upon me, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Durood Sharif, and that is on a Friday, 80 marra, 80 times, ghufirat lahu dhunubu 80 ama, then for 80 years, sins of his will be forgiven. If you study this hadith, you will see it's mentioned yawm al-jumu'ah. And remember, yawm al-jumu'ah can mean any time, not necessarily, it must be after asr and so forth. But you find certain ahadith that will speak of after asr also. Oh, you will find this there in the work of Allama Sakhawi rahimahullah. So therefore, some ulama have mentioned that we should read it after asr, and in that way our sins will get forgiven. And you can read Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin abdika wa nabiyika wa rasulika an nabiyil ummi. O Allah, you send salawat, salutations upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your beloved servant, the Nabi, your beloved Nabi, and wa rasulika, your beloved messenger, an nabiyil ummi. He is the prophet of Allah, the messenger of Allah, and his ummi, taught directly by Almighty Allah jalla wala, and not by human beings. So therefore, we should remember that these are very, very great lessons for all of us. So on a Friday, we should try and read this. Likewise, you can read Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Nabiyyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sallama taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Nabiyyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sallama taslima wa sallim taslima. Both is acceptable. And remember that great, great ulama used to practice on all this. And the best durood and salawat and salutation to read at all times, remember, is the one we read in our salat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. But if you say Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, is better, more respectful. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Then you read Allahumma barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. So in that way they, inshallah, the love for Nabi alayhi salatu salam will increase, and remember that our iman also will increase, and inshallah this will become a means of our salvation and our khatima and ending on iman. So therefore, O listener, we appeal, we beg and humbly appeal to every person, instead of wasting our time on futile activities, let us engage ourselves in durood, salawat, salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance anytime on a Friday, and more so between Asr and Maghrib. After all, it is Sa'i Mustajaba. The du'as are accepted at that time, and therefore we should make du'a for the Ummah. Allahumma aghfir li ummati Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive this Ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ansur ummata Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you help and assist this Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ahdi ummata Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi. Ya Allah, you guide this Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in that way, inshallah, how Almighty Allah will surely accept the salawat, the durood, the salutations, Allah will accept our dua as well. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.